You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
The Powers still only dropped one set in the whole tournament following his 4-0 victory over former World Youth Champion Keegan Brown, and after turning up and talking down his chances at his final ever William Hill World Championship, the most successful player in the sport's history now believes he can claim a 17th world title.
I think he stepped up a little bit, yeah. I thought, I want to put Keegan under pressure. Do you know what I mean? I think it was the biggest occasion of his career so far, and he's going to get better. This is a lad who's going to learn. He's a lovely kid. I mean, his wife are lovely people, and I'm sure Keegan's going to grow stronger with this, I really do.
As this William Hill World Championship has gone on, are you starting to enjoy it a bit more, not just playing, but watching it and seeing everything happen?
Do you know what, I am starting to believe I can win. That's weird. I said to Cannon today, I said, do you know what, I think I can actually have a go at this. Whether I can or not, I don't know, but I feel like I can. And if my confidence is up and I can play properly, then I think I can give him a game.
Where has that extra belief come from then, Phil?
Just getting through the first round. I think the first round was the one what really shocked me against Chris Dobie. And you don't expect to draw like Chris Dobie the first round, because he really is the up-and-coming player. And for the first two sets, he wasn't there, and then he started coming back. And then I thought, I'm going to lose this. The second round was a non-game, really, with the crowd. Justin Pike wasn't never going to be in the ballpark with the crowd. They all hated him for what... You know, the allegedly what went on. So it was a non-game, that was. I was saying to Justin, I can't concentrate. And he says, how do you think I feel? And he's right what he's saying. But listen, the DRA will deal with that. So, but after that, Keegan Brown, I know Keegan. Keegan's a good player. So you can go up there and you can concentrate more with Keegan Brown and put him under pressure. I knew it's the biggest game. I knew he was going to... I watched him the last game, and when he was on a shot for win, he got nervous. So I thought, if you can put him under pressure from the beginning, then he's going to feel the pressure and he's going to get nervous. And that was my plan all along, really, to try and nip the first couple of sets, and I did. And then he started playing well. I mean, under pressure, he was brilliant. He was, you know, I can't fault the kid. I like him, I love him, so I'm not going to say a bad word about him.
Just finally, this added belief that you've now got, does that add pressure? Because you've always said you feel under no pressure whatsoever, but now that you're starting to believe, does that crank up a little?
Add pressure of what, for me?
Yeah.
No. I think it'd add pressures on my opponents. So whoever I play next, you're under pressure. Because I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to go out with a big smile on my face. If I play well, if I start losing, the crowd are going to get on my side. If I start winning, the crowd are going to get on my side. So I'm going to enjoy the next game.
To do it, he's going to have to get past world number 3 Gary Anderson, who battled through a sore back to see off Essex's Steve West 4-2. All four quarterfinals play out today, and it includes Michael van Gerwen continuing the defence of his trophy against Dutch rival Raymond van Barneveld.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the Prince of Style, Mr. Rod Harrington.
We're now down to the quarterfinals in this year's William Hill World Arts Championships here at Alexandra Palace. First matchup, Darren Webster takes on Jamie Lewis. Now, the form line is with Jamie Lewis. He's played absolutely brilliant in his last two matches, especially when he beat Peter Wright. Plenty of 180s, high checkouts, a really consistent game. However, Darren Webster's been playing very well for the last 18 months, and he's got a real solid game. As I said, the form line is with Jamie Lewis. However, the market for me is over 7.5 sets. That's going to be the bet. The next game up this afternoon sees the young Belgian, Dimitri Vandenberg, and he takes on Rob Cross. Now, there was a prize for dancing, certainly Dimitri would win it. He's been playing very well, beat Mensa Sulevic in his last game, but however, he needs to up his scoring power. Rob Cross has become a world-class player in just on a year. He's hit more 180s than he has 140s. Even Michael van Gerwen or Gary Anderson do not do that. So for me, it's a Rob Cross win, and it's a William Hill treble. Win, most 180s, and the highest checkout.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.